This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ohio State Representative Lynn Wachtman, who represents Ohio's 75th Legislative District. He's made headlines both in Ohio and nationally in the last couple of weeks by proposing legislation that would forbid abortions in the Buckeye State once a heartbeat is detected in the unborn child. He joins me now to explain why he drafted this legislation and what type of path it likely faces in the legislature and what type of reaction he's gotten over the past several days. And Representative Wachtman, it's great to have you with us.
Good day, Greg, and nice to be with you and all your listeners.
Start by telling our listeners exactly what led you to try and define the point where abortion is no longer legal in Ohio at the point where a heartbeat is detected.
This legislation was brought to me by Janet Folger Polder, who was back in my earlier political careers with the Ohio Right to Life, but is still active on many fronts with the pro-life movement here in Ohio and across the country. So this legislation, this concept was brought to me by her and a number of other people around Ohio who are avid fans and supporters of the pro-life movement.
And explain the reasoning that she came up with and that you clearly agree with in defining when abortion is okay and not okay based on the heartbeat.
The guts of the bill is very simple, and that is what you said: when the heartbeat is beating and can be detected in an unborn baby, then that baby's life would be protected. I think is the common sense approach that most of us believe, if we're sick or if we have a loved one who may be dying or something, that when the heart stops, life starts, and when the heart's beating, life is there. So I think it's really a common sense approach that we are taking through the legislative process to protect unborn life.
And how early can heartbeats be detected? It's pretty early on in the pregnancy, correct?
Yes. The experts tell us that as early as 5 weeks, sometimes out 6-7 weeks, depending on the woman and the baby, but generally at 5 weeks is potential detection.
Most of the pro-life movement strongly supportive of this, although I did note a comment, I believe, by a former director of Ohio's Right to Life, which suggested that this was not smart because to this point, most of the debate and most of the successes in pro-life-based legislation is based on viability, and anything before the age of verified viability is not likely to get through, and they say this is essentially a waste of time. How do you react to that?
There is some concern in the pro-life movement that if this becomes a law of the land and then is struck down by the courts, that we could set backwards or go backwards with the pro-life movement with current legislation that has been upheld by the courts. And I've met with the Ohio Right to Life and others who have been and are concerned about this issue. It's a concern I share. However, in the committee process in the Ohio House Health Committee, which I chair, that's one of the issues that we're going to have to work through to make sure that the language of the bill it best protects current statutes in place to protect life, and that indeed if this bill becomes a law of the land and when it is tried in the courts, which it certainly would be, that we do not go backwards with the Right to Life movement, but it's a step forward. But it's worth noting that Ohio, in many fronts, has been a leader with pro-life legislation in the past 25 years that I've been in the legislature, not because of me, but just it's been a long movement in Ohio, and on many fronts, we've passed legislation that were struck down by the federal courts, and then we or other states went back and maybe refined that legislation, or more states moved on that front, and eventually we've made some headway in the courts. So I think a lot of us have decided that we want to take a leap forward and try this in the courts, do it in a smart way with the best legal minds that give us the best protections.
You mentioned you're chairman of the committee. What's your plan in terms of a timetable to bring this legislation before the committee? And given the fact that Ohio had a very strong showing in the midterm elections for Republicans, what odds do you give this legislation of passing the legislature and getting signed by Governor Kasich?
The House Health and Aging Committee, which you said is, and I said, as I chair, we will be passing out of that committee probably 6 or 7 different pieces of pro-life legislation here in the next couple of months. The heartbeat bill, as it's been named, I would hope that we introduce that bill sometime next week or for sure the following week by the end of the month, hopefully. And I would hope that we can move that bill through the committee process over the next 5 or 6, maybe 7 weeks. As a committee chair, I'm very big on process, having a lot of hearings, letting people air their views, bringing in the best minds, you know, pro and con on various issues. And certainly the bill that I'm carrying, which I think we're now up to almost 50, I think we're up to maybe 50 or co-sponsors, which is a majority of the Ohio House as co-sponsors. I think the bill has a very strong chance of becoming law, working through the House and the Senate and signed by Governor Kasich. But again, the main challenge that we really have is to make sure that the bill as crafted does not set us back if it becomes law and is challenged in the courts.
How much do you think the development and the enhancement of the sonogram has fundamentally changed the abortion debate?
I think that device that has really opened up a lot of the people's eyes in America as to what is going on in the mother's womb. And I think as medical technology develops, detection of the heart will be earlier than 5 weeks at some point. And I think as more medical technology develops, you know, dealing with the unborn child and its mother for various reasons, I think the pro-life movement in general and the value of life in its mother's womb will continue to grow in America, because it's just, when you see a sonogram, when you can hear that baby's heart beating, it's hard to deny that there's life there. So I think the practical side of our civilization here in America will continue to win the day, as far as most Americans believing that that life is worth protecting in one way, shape, or form.
Well, it's certainly a debate that's gaining a lot of attention. We'll be sure to follow it along the way. Representative Washman, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome, Greg, and to you and your listeners, have a great day and a great week.
Thank you, sir. Ohio State Representative Lynn Washman, he represents his state's 75th Legislative District, and he's chairman of the Ohio House Health and Aging Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.